Thanks for sticking around. Now I wanted to discuss our first year, and Doug Hunsaker is back here with us. Our first year of sprinkler irrigation for the USDA Air, Land, Ag Research Center, for cotton, that is. We've done a little bit with wheat and other crops, but we have a brand new sprinkler system we're very excited about, a linear system, and a lot of the work we've done is on surface. And then I encourage you to go to Doug's talk at 1:30, which will talk about the irrigation water management end of it. And today I'm going to talk about the nitrogen. And my co-authors are Jirai and Randy and Pedro. And I will be comparing it a bit to the surface because that's where our background is, our base. And so in Arizona, you get the question a lot, why aren't there more sprinklers and drip systems? But really the Gila River Central Arizona Valley is very much set up with a lot of canal infrastructure and very low elevation. And the water is 80% comes from the Colorado River, really. So we're very dependent on Colorado snowmelt. And in order to do pivots and drip, you need a pressurized system. You need to maybe build a reservoir. It's not like West Texas or a lot of Texas. You got wells, you drill, you're naturally got pressurized water. There's not a lot of surface water in Texas. So that's part of the reasons. And so anyway, we've seen in previous research, no big surprise, that the nitrogen use efficiency can be low in cotton in general, and certainly with the surface irrigation. We both work in Texas and Arizona, we found it low. So we're thinking with overhead sprinklers, more efficient watering system in terms of being able to put more frequent small doses, it should be able to improve nitrogen use efficiency. So that's part of our background there. And specifically, we wanted to test some soil test based nitrogen with canopy reflectance, active sensor based. We also have the treatment similar to what we've seen this morning in the other study. So there's Glenn, I'm glad Glenn's here. Agritain Plus. Is there a lot of center pivots where you are, Glenn? Yeah. So I thought so. And then we're going to try to construct nitrogen balances as well. But we run into some difficulties I'll explain later. The leaching, this is a close-up of this fertilizer rig we built. And you could see we did this. We split our nitrogen three times. We decided how much nitrogen to apply. And this is in the sprinkler field. And we ran the irrigation about an hour or two after we put out the fertilizer, trying to simulate fertigation. Here are the treatments. We have a zero nitrogen, the soil test base. Number two, we'll try to explain this. We have a yield goal of 4 bales, a very high yield goal. Previous with my furrow irrigation work, we had a 3.5 bale yield goal and a nitrogen requirement of 175. I bumped that up to 200. So we do see high yields this morning and variable yields. The state of Arizona the last 3 or 4 years, our cotton acreages are not big, but the state average, and if you look at the national statistics, is usually over 1,500 pounds of lint, statewide average, but it's small acreage. So we're trying for 4 bales here. We figure with the sprinkler system, we should be able to do it. We do a credit, a kind of a system I developed in Texas, which was still a borrowing from other states like Nebraska, what they were using for corn, Katie. In Texas, I used 24-inch soil nitrate profile preplant. Here, we're using 36. And there was always debate about that in Texas. An irrigation credit like Paul's using, our nitrate is low. It's not like Verna, 2 ppm. So that's the soil test-based treatment, and then we just split it three times. Then we have a 1.3 times of that. Then we have Agritain Plus. Now, the reflectance-based treatments, the approach I found successful in Texas was to try to save nitrogen without hurting yield. So we started out, actually, on the first reflectance-based strategy, 50% of the soil test base. We go real low. We say, let's go 50%. Measure NDVI every week. And when we're getting close to the time to fertilize, if NDVI is significantly less on reflectance 1 compared to 2, then we up the rate. And then we have the second reflectance treatment where we're using the 1.3. So the first strategy, you're never going to apply, you're always going to apply less nitrogen than soil test. So we're trying to not hurt yield. The second approach, we're giving it the opportunity to apply more. Okay. It's a nice picture of our linear system. Okay, we had Agritain treatments courtesy of Dr. Cruz and Koch. So we have the treatments in here. We're very interested, Ben, in with our three splits. I'm only showing the first split. A week after first split, we went in, we took soil samples. Okay, the question is, we do it fresh, we put them on a cooler with ice. Why do we do that? It's because we were trying to look at ammonium. So I'll refer to Texas. Arizona is hotter than Texas, but the nitrification is so rapid that you're really fighting a battle trying to get a nitrification inhibitor to work in the Southwest. So Arizona is probably worse than Texas in that way. So look at these ammonium levels. They're so low. As Glenn showed you this morning, UAN is 50% urea. And 25%, you're starting out with 75% ammonium base, and this would be 2 weeks after this. We hardly have any ammonium left. Nevertheless, there is evidence that the Agritain is working. And I'll show you some N2O data where the Agritain was working good too. With nitrate, we're not really saving a lot. So looking at this data, we're not seeing a lot of impact, but during the first week or two, it might be better. This is 2 weeks after that. Now let's go right away to the yields. By the way, this is the nitrogen rates. The soil test base was 160 units. And we have 80 to 208, but you can see that the yields plateaued. Agronomic use efficiency tends to be noisy data. This number here, I always am very fond of. That's the how many pounds of nitrogen do you need to make a bale? And what I've found that in working on cotton for 15 years, if things are you're doing a pretty good job, you really get a pretty consistent number of around 45 pounds. I've seen as low as 40 in Arizona and Texas. Pushing 50 is a little bit on the higher end. So we were a little bit rich on the nitrogen nutrition here. Okay, then we look at first open bowl biomass and we look at the N uptake. So we're getting good at healthy N uptake. And so the leaf N was really high this year, and we got pretty healthy recovery efficiencies. If you look over here, we're getting 50 to 55% N in the plant with 80 pounds. And so we're improving, we're heading in the right direction, but still the question is, what's happening to over 50% of the nitrogen? We don't think we're losing any to ammonia loss. Not sure how well the Agritain's working, but we're irrigating right away anyway, as Glenn pointed out. Nitrous oxide, I'll show you a graph in a minute, but this is where we called John and we were excited because seemed like it was working pretty well, but the Agritain was a little bit inconsistent. So if you look at treatment number four, the soil test rate plus Agritain, so the comparison treatment is number two, and here you can see that we've done a bang-up job. Agritain is really knock down the N2O emissions. The problem is when we look at some of the other Agritain treatments, it's inconsistent. So some of the treatments Agritain worked and some they didn't. This is some of the vegetative indices we looked at. The one I've been using the most, that I'm most fond of, is amber NDVI, using 590 nanometers instead of the red. And instead of the red. This is a typical curve we get. We get following growth, nice. But this asterisk means that it was way late in the season when amber NDVI showed a difference between the treatments. This index is NDRE. This is ignoring the visible. You're just saying NIR minus a red edge over NIR plus red edge, ignoring the visible completely. And we found this one to be pretty sensitive to nitrogen. It's not as good as the petiole and some of the others, but then DAT. DAT is a true three-dimensional one where you're using red, NIR, and edge. The thing about DAT is it's not so satisfying to me that it doesn't follow a growth pattern. This is one that was developed in our lab by Ed Barnes, and this is 3CI, the chlorophyll canopy index, and this is simply NDRE over NDVI red. This one didn't show deficiency till late in the season. And this is the data I showed you earlier, the petiole. So the petiole was more sensitive. And the chlorophyll meter, I showed you some of this data before. And I appreciated Frank's talk. I think it was really good looking at NDVI and petiole and comparing them. You know, NDVI is mostly looking at biomass. We've done statistical techniques with the leaf end, looking at you know, stepwise regression or what have you. 80% of the action in NDVI is going to be the biomass. You do see some leaf end signal, but the chlorophyll meter and the SPAD, you have to be a bit careful with correlating it to growth, I think, Frank, because sometimes if you get bigger growth, then you're starting to get dilution, as you would. So it's not always a positive correlation there. And here's the leaf nitrogen. This is the nitrous oxide emissions we've been doing for quite a while, and it's an interesting story. The three arrows down are the three splits of the nitrogen, okay? And so you see a nice big spike here, and you see a bit of a peak here, and then you're thinking, well, why didn't we get the N2O peak after the second split? Well, one thing that's happening is plant uptake during bloom is really accelerating. But the other thing is over here, our soil moisture data with Doug's portable TDR, mini trace, where we're looking at soil moisture at about 15 centimeters. And here you can see it's hard to get in sometimes. You get in, it's drying down already. So it's hitting a dry spot. It probably explains. But we are getting some benefit of the agritane. And some of the treatments we didn't. The other thing I wanted to point out that Doug is a big fan of the neutron probe measurements, and we do neutron probe measurements, and I wanted to summarize the 2 years of surface irrigation nitrogen trials that Cotton-Eque was kind enough to sponsor, and this new sprinkler. So here we see the ET in centimeters, the rain. This is a lot of rain for us this last year, the irrigation, and the change in storage. So the sprinkler irrigation, I'm not sure we intended it, and Doug will talk more about this at 1:30, but it turned out to be a bit of a deficit irrigation, right, Doug, at least during this period, I think over the whole season. And so we're thinking, well, are we getting deep percolation? And it didn't seem like we're getting any, but we're still getting very poor nitrogen recovery in the soil. So I think our next step is to not consider a 170, but to go to 100 centimeters to do the water balance, because the root zone is probably not as deep as 170. So this is preliminary analysis. If we do the water balance on 170, we're not getting deep perk. You get a little bit under surface irrigation, but not very much. Okay, let me see how I'm doing on time, because I forgot to hit the timer. We have one more talk. 11:45 with Hunter. So I'll just jump through this real quickly. Internal use efficiency was slightly higher this year. I do think we were a little bit rich on the nitrogen. We didn't need, that's a good indicator of that. The nitrogen recovery, we were doing better than with the surface, but we would like to do better still. In Texas, where we did drip irrigation with that drip station, We usually always got more than 70% recovery in the plant. But that's when we're fertigating 5 days a week, irrigating 5 days a week for a seven-week period. There's the agritane. It did have some effect when we bumped the rate up a bit this year, but it wasn't as consistent among treatments. Some of the agritane treatments work and some didn't, so it's just hard to understand why. And amber NDVI was not as sensitive as NDRE. Lychee, I still think it's the most likely loss mechanism, but we have to do more research, and we may go to a different approach like 15N or cup lysimeter cups that we can do. But the lychee, we have trouble assessing lychee with our soil profile nitrate to 180 centimeters. We do it in before planting, we do it after planting. The problem is there's always nitrate in the 5th and 6th foot. It just stays there. And it's from years ago. It's just So we got to find a better way to do that. Maybe Paul can give me an idea.